I just want to take 1 minute to talk briefly about mindfulness meditation. If you have probably heard of that, it's kind of the buzzword these days. But mindfulness meditation is different than transcendental meditation or some of the traditional types of meditation where people tend to think they need to empty their mind and not think about anything. And mindfulness is kind of the opposite, where you want to really focus on what you're experiencing in the moment. And so the challenges we may run into today with the technology may actually work to be a part of our practice, because I can't block out some of the sounds. You may hear a dog bark or a bird chirp or something going on that we didn't plan on. And rather than be irritated by that, mindfulness would challenge us to just note it, observe it, be aware of it, and then move on. So we don't need to see it as a frustration or a source of problem, but rather it can be part of our practice. Life throws distractions at us all the time, so that's just reality. When you're trying to meditate, there's always going to be other things that can get in the way. So with mindfulness, you want to just accept and be aware of that instead of fighting it. So I'm going to talk today about a topic that has apparently resonated with some of the callers in the past. We're going to talk about compassion, and more specifically, self-compassion. So if you're new to meditation, I'm just going to begin with a simple definition of what it is. Meditation is a skill that, through practice, helps us to strengthen our awareness and understanding of ourselves, cultivates calmness and inner peace, and nourishes our personal and spiritual wellness. So today's mindful practice will be called a compassionate body scan. It's adapted from a meditation from Chris Germer. This will help each of us to invite the gifts of self-compassion and present awareness into our life today. So if you're new to the concept of mindfulness, as I said, it's simply just an act of paying attention to the present moment on purpose, without judgment. Mindfulness and compassion are two powerful qualities that each of us as human beings needs more of. And research has shown the benefits of both acts are expansive. Compassion is something we can easily share with others, recognizing their pain and suffering, and offering our understanding and support. This meditation will help us to cultivate these two qualities for ourselves today. So before we begin our meditation, I'd like to share a quote with you from Kristen Neff, a leading researcher in the field of self-compassion and mindfulness. And she has said, "Mindfulness brings us back to the present moment, and it provides a type of balanced awareness that forms the foundation of self-compassion. Like a clear, still pool without ripples, mindfulness perfectly mirrors what's occurring without distorting it. Rather than becoming lost in our own personal soap opera, mindfulness allows us to view our situation with greater perspective and helps us to ensure that we don't suffer unnecessarily." And that's from Kristen Neff from Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Being Kind to Yourself. Okay, so let's get ready now to do our practice. Occasionally as I present, I will pause for a moment or two. Please take this opportunity for these pauses to just focus carefully on what's happening in your body. Take this moment to get comfortable and yet supported for your meditation. You may choose to be seated upright in a chair with your feet planted firmly on the ground. You may wish to be lying down with your legs and your legs spread hip width apart. Or you may even wish to stand. Whatever position you choose, remember to be relaxed yet alert. You can feel free to use pillows or cushions to support your body. So take a moment to get yourself comfortable and ready. I'm going to encourage you to take this opportunity to connect with the present moment and connect with your body. Noticing where your body connects with the surface it's on. Noticing where you are right now in this moment. Turning your attention to your breath. Noticing how your breath flows in and out of your body, bringing in life with each inhale and releasing tension and stress with each exhale. There's no need for you to alter your breath. Just allow it to simply flow as it wants to flow. Remember that it's completely normal and natural for our minds to start chattering and wandering away as we go through our practice. Each time this happens, gently return your attention to the breath with kindness and without judgment. Remember, we are working on cultivating compassion with each moment we are given today. I'd like you to gently place one or both of your hands over your heart. Remind yourself that you are bringing affectionate awareness to yourself throughout this practice today. Notice the warmth and gentle touch of your comforting hands. Now let's take in three slow and relaxing breaths. Inhaling deeply and slowly, and exhaling slowly. Inhale deeply and slowly. Exhale out your stress. Inhale calmness slowly. And exhale and release your tension. Now bringing your arms gently to your sides, let's start the compassionate body scan. Let's bring warm-hearted attention to each part of the body, and we'll move from one part to another. As we progress, you may notice judgments or unpleasant associations with a particular body part, or even physical discomfort. Don't get hung up on your judgments about these. Don't try to make them go away. You may wish to place a hand on that part of your body as a gesture of kindness. Perhaps imagining warmth and kindness flowing through your hand into your body. And if an area of your body is too difficult to stay with, move gently to another body part for the time being, allowing the practice to be as gentle and peaceful as possible. Okay, now let's bring attention to the toes on your left foot, noticing any sensations in your toes. Are your toes warm or cool, dry or moist? Just feeling the sensations of your toes, what do you notice? Do you notice ease, discomfort, or perhaps nothing at all? Simply letting each sensation be just as it is. Now let's move to the soles of your left foot. Can you detect any sensations there? Your feet have such a small surface, and yet they hold up your entire body all day long. They work so hard for you. Perhaps you can bring a sense of gratitude and appreciation to your foot, if only for a moment, for all that it does for you all day long. If you notice any discomfort, release any tension and allow that area to soften as if it were wrapped in a warm towel. If this area needs it, bring compassion to the part of your foot by addressing any sensation with kind words such as, I notice a little discomfort here. That's okay for now. Now feeling your whole foot. If your feet feel good today, you can extend gratitude for the discomfort you don't have. Moving your attention now up your leg, one part at a time, noticing whatever body sensations are present, appreciating if the part feels fine, and sending kindness if there's any discomfort. Moving slowly, still on the left side, focus your compassionate attention to your ankle. Notice your sensations. Accept your feelings. Shifting your focus to your shin and calf area. What are you noticing? now focusing on your knee, the bend, how it changes from the bottom to the top of your leg. Noticing your thigh and upper leg area. Gently acknowledging whatever sensations you have. Again, remember, if you feel uneasy or judgmental about a particular body part, try putting a hand over your heart and breathing gently, or place the hand directly on the body part and sending compassionate thoughts. You might also try saying some words of kindness, such as, "May my knees feel comfortable. May they be well." And then return your attention to the simple sensations that are arising. Now let's move over to the right side of your body and start with noticing your right toes. What sensations do you feel? What are you aware of? Noticing the sole of your right foot. Again, recognizing how much support it gives you. Possibly expressing gratitude. Notice your entire right foot. And your ankle. Notice the sensations you have as you shift your focus up your leg toward your knee. What are you noticing in your upper leg and your thigh area? How can you be compassionate to your body? Let's shift a focus to your hips. This is a large area of your body. Notice the different sensations you might have in your buttocks. Noticing your lower back. This is a place where we often carry a lot of tension. What are you noticing in your lower back? What is your back doing for you? We may need to have compassion for this area as well, as it provides us a lot of support. Notice your torso and upper body. What are the sensations it's having? Noticing your shoulders. We tend to carry a lot of tension and tightness in our shoulders as well. Let's allow ourselves to let any tension or discomfort soften. Invite in compassion, kindness, and gratitude for all the parts of our body. Now let's focus on the neck. What's happening in your neck today? What sensations are you having? Is your jaw relaxed or tight? Do you clench in stress? Can you be gentle and compassionate and let your jaw relax? Possibly opening your mouth just slightly to release the tension of a tight jaw. Notice your eyes and brow area. Are they soft? Are they clenched, closed, tight? Are they open or closed? Recognize how much your eyes do for you. the window to the rest of the world. Perhaps share some gratitude for the gifts they give you. And notice your forehead. Is it scrunched up? Is it working too hard? Is it relaxed or soft? Notice the sensations of your entire face as one. Your entire head. We have so many thoughts in our head. It can feel painful just to have so many thoughts going on. We get headaches, we get sleepy. Let your brain and your head just be free, relaxed, accepting. Now imagining that loving, compassionate awareness is flowing through your entire body, washing away the judgment and the criticism and the tension. Imagine it flowing from the top of your head, gently warming its way down over your face, into your neck, noticing the tension leave and the relaxation deepen, down your arms, over your elbows, into your wrists, just massaging out your fingers. Imagine the compassion working its way over your torso, down into your belly, gently settling any butterflies or mixed up feelings in your belly, releasing the tension in your lower back, relaxing over your hips and buttocks, completely filling you with compassionate awareness, loving its way down your legs, gently passing through your knees, calves, and ankles, and working its way through your feet like a relaxing, loving massage. Allow yourself to be here for this moment, full of love and compassion. Notice what's happening in your body. Be gentle with yourself. And now we'll end our practice by taking some deep cleansing breaths, bringing in all that we need and releasing all that no longer serves us. So let's start by breathing in as slowly and as deeply as you can, and holding your breath for just a moment, and then exhaling slowly with control. Breathing in a sense of calmness and compassion, holding that within your body, and releasing any judgment and criticism. Again, another deep, relaxing breath that's cleansing and brings a sense of peace to your body. Holding that and exhaling out anything your body doesn't need. Hopefully you're experiencing a sense of peace now, a sense of relaxation that wasn't there when we started. So take a minute to notice what that feels like in your body, how it's different from before we started, and if your body has anything to say to you. We'll just stay with that for a moment. Just breathe gently, slowly bring your attention back to the room you're in, the space that you're at, what you see around you. Bring your awareness back to life outside of your body. We have just a few moments, so if anyone has any reflections about what they experienced, any questions they want to ask, we have a few moments to talk about that.